Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Discover what the world has to say by logging on blogtalkradio.com. You have your choice. And I know that you've chosen to listen to me today, and I'm so honored and flattered. But imagine thousands of shows, millions of listeners, and the shows are archived. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve? But we'll talk about that later. April 10th, 2 days after, 3 days after the election, Chicago, chicken in the car and the car won't go. Now we're talking. Rahm calls arch rival Karen Lewis to talk for the first time since the 2011 bomb episode. And Karen said, "I'm all for trying to reset the button because I don't think Rahm Emanuel and me not talking is productive." So a mayoral aide said, "The mayor thought they had a very good conversation, and both were honest in their desire to start fresh after the last 4 years." What did they do in the last 4 years? I'm still trying to figure out what Rahm did. I mean, the good stuff. What did he do? I don't know. Let your voice be heard. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Be sure to log on to my site, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. Click on all of Z buttons. The video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, starring Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson. It's an original. Our packs are packed. We'd love to share this original with you at your corporate event, private event, business event, whatever it is. Rates are individually assessed. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs in Shakespeare. Once you hear the melodious tones of Roger Plummer, you're just going to want more. We also have a 4-minute running time DVD. If you're interested, you know how to get in touch with me. And you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Listening to Live with Kathy. And today's topic, surrender to your highest good. You can create the life of your dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt said, and I quote, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." Do your dreams rock your world? Well, get on the world stage. Let's hear what you have to say. Can you surrender to letting go? Get out of your comfort zone. You know, I had a lesson today. I was kind of cretching about, kind of stalemate right now. And I was reading the articles in the Science of the Mind, and I got the aha. I'm stuck. I'm doing the same things over and over again, the stuff that I'm comfortable with. No challenge, no nothing. But I have to get gutsy again. I have to step out of this self-imposed. Oh, it's so comfortable here. It's so easy. Oh, I don't need to challenge myself. Oh, yes, I do, because the brain gets rusty. So I have to start listening to my own mantra. No guts, no glory. Okay, so let's go to the lead. Oh, first of all, I have to tell you, the weather is frightful. It's sunny. The wind is horrendous, and it's 41 degrees. And this is April 10th. We've all decided collectively that we'll get our summer in July. Oh, we never have a spring in Chicagoland, you know that. So what's it like in your part of the country? But weather truly doesn't make too much difference to me. I mean, I look out and I say, okay, this is what I have to. This is the challenge today, and I go on my way. Now, you could also call me after the show on my landline, 847-882-8717. Now, remember, the show is archived. After the show, give it at least a half hour. Oh, yesterday's show, it was Be Touched and Be Healed by Scalar Energy and God. You've got to hear that show. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on April 9th. So I immediately clicked on, and I finally had to call Amy, who's with Blog Talk, dear, dear person. And she said, well, Kathy, you're just a little premature. Give it a little while, and it'll be on the air so that all of your loyal followers could listen to that dynamic show. It just may change your life. You see, I believe in a higher power. I believe that we're all surrounded by energy. And our life, our thoughts respond to that energy. And I compared it to electromagnetic energy fields that I had my body scanned, years ago. We are energy charged. And Tom Palladino did, and it was just awesome. So get out of your comfort zone. Listen to what he has to say. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on April 9th. Now that we've talked about the weather, there are just a couple of articles that I want to address. Well, we were talking about Rami, so let's continue with that. For the first time since his notorious profound triad against her, Rami picked up the phone this week and actually talked to his chief adversary, Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis. You know what? Rami should get on his knees and thank God that Karen wasn't his opponent, because she would have won. She would have won. However, she was beset with a health challenge and decided that she just couldn't handle the stress. But he should be in gratitude for this lady. Oh, I'm so sorry that she had the illness and the challenge. But the post-election call was not a negotiation session or even a prelude to hammering out a new teacher's contract, erasing a $1.14 billion dollar budget shortfall, or solving the $9.5 billion teacher pension crisis. Rami, what did you do last year? What did you do these past 4 years? You know, we teach people how to treat us. And he taught everyone, even his family, how to treat him, or how he's going to treat them. And they all accepted it. He needs a pat on his back, hard enough and low enough. It's called a spank. His arrogance is overwhelming. Oh, wait a minute. I have to go back to my sidebar. When I encouraged you to listen to yesterday's show, Be Touched and Healed, I have to do a medical disclaimer. Tom and I are not medical. Please talk with your doctor before you're changing anything in your life if he has a hand in it, even your exercise program. I don't know what you're doing. But I just want you to know that this was not medical. It was the most profound spiritual experience that I've had the pleasure of being part of. Okay, let's go back to Karen, who said she's really trying to reset the button. It was an attempt to break the ice between arch rivals the day after a runoff election that saw the Lewis-led CTU pour hundreds of thousands of dollars and thousands of foot soldiers into the campaign of Romney's vanquished challenger, Chewy. I'm all for trying to reset the button because I don't think Romney and me not talking is productive. That's what she said by telephone Thursday. The feisty union leader who emerged from the strike as a folk hero said she used to think that she didn't need to talk, especially since she and CPS CEO Barbara Bird Bennett enjoyed a good working relationship. But maybe I do. Maybe this counters the narrative that he gets from people who he wants to hear all the time. So Wednesday's phone call to Lewis could be a first step. Oh, to the kinder, gentler Romney, showcased in I Hear Ya campaign commercials. City Hall was equally optimistic about the call. The mayor thought they had a very good conversation, and both were honest in their desires to start fresh after the last 4 years. The challenges they face in getting Springfield to act require that they work together. The election was a good opportunity to hit the reset button. Mićmo vidit. Again in Croatian, Mićmo vidit, we shall see. Sources said that Romney is determined to be more collaborative and less confrontational in the second term. Rather than taking a victory lap as he did in a TV commercial funded by anti-union allies after the 2012 strike, Manny made peace that may avoid another embarrassing teacher strike and solve a teacher pension crisis that could threaten Chicago public schools with bankruptcy. It's over. He won. Yeah, he could turn his back on them. But what he recognizes is that as harmful as she tried to be, she could be helpful in solving the financial crisis. And despite their contentious history, Manny could turn out to be Lewis's most important ally against Governor Bruce Rauner's attempt to break public employee unions, including the Chicago Teachers Union, even if it means using bankruptcy to free local governments from collective bargaining restraints. Now, there might be a reason for the teachers' union to look for an alliance with Romney administration to avoid some dire state consequences. It's going to be an interesting year. I'm not even thinking. It's going to be an interesting 6 months to see what Rauner is going to do and what Romney is going to do while they're drinking their $1,000 a bottle of wine. Allegedly. And they're saying there could be some wisdom in trying to find commonality to avoid having their fates dictated to them by Springfield. It can, if they can speak in the same voice, it helps us. Romney and Lewis's relationship essentially hasn't existed for 4 years. Save some text messages when she got sick and when his son was mugged. Oh, shame. You know what? It's going to be interesting. The mayor started off the wrong foot by allegedly using the F word during one of his earliest meetings with Lewis. Do you really think he's going to change overnight? He already taught all of you how to treat him. You already taught him how he could treat you. And you voted for him again. Lewis had said, "Manny." Oh, Rami exploded at her during the 2011 conversation about his signature longer school day effort, pointing his finger at her, yelling and telling her, "Ah, you Lewis. Slammy, sir. You brought shame to the family name. Slammy, sir, in Croatian means shame on you." Then he ran roughshod over her by raising the strike threshold and muscling through the longer school day plan, calling him a liar and a bully. In 2010, she led teachers out on a strike for the first time in 25 years. Then they went head-to-toe on the mayor's plan to close nearly 50 schools. Lewis announced an aggressive campaign to register 100,000 new voters by 2015 and was planning to run against him herself until she was diagnosed with brain cancer. Now, the call was short, and Karen said, "Gee, it was a long time in coming." A lot of people have told him that's what he needs to do, she said, and he did it. You know, he's not stupid, but he's not going to change. This is a love affair. This is a ruse. You wait and see. Whether he changed for the good, she said, I don't think it's possible to judge that right now, but we'll see how it works. He's going to change overnight? He's a control freak. A control freak. And he taught all of you how to treat him. You're afraid of him. Afraid of him. Oh, and a man nabbed at O'Hare, accused of trying to join ISIS. Let him go. We don't need them here. Oh, dear. Oh, Melrose Park. Hey, Kinja. Woman stole $1 million from beer distributor and gambled it away. A former employee at a West Suburban beer distributor stole $1 million from the business and gambled most of it away at the local casinos. Whoa. Well, let's see what they're going to do with her. Now, we have this darling little girl, 4-year-old, found wandering near a Prospect Heights Forest Preserve Tuesday. Her daddy was arrested. This poor little thing was left by the father. First he kidnapped the little girl, left by the father in the forest preserved, where he believed she would not immediately be found. He put her in a garbage can. And she wandered along, alone, along Milwaukee Avenue, on the edge of Addison Woods. Forest Preserve, she knew her name, and she was able to tell that she was left in the forest preserves. The mother of the child was in the process of filing a missing persons report. The father faces the kidnapping charge because he was trying to hide his daughter in a wooded area. He needs to be put in jail. He needs to be put in jail. And now, full disclosure, you know, this is, I don't understand this. Bali prosecutors say Chicago couple plotted to kill her mother. Yes, she did, and she did for years. Mac and her boyfriend, Tommy. Look, I have a little problem with this. Let me hear your voice. 347-637-3789. Why are they saying at 19, you're too young, you're an adolescent, you haven't lived life fully, so they have to be spared because they regret doing, and she misses her mommy? She was a royal disaster to raise. Prosecutors insisted Tuesday that they have shown enough evidence that a Chicago area couple, of course they deliberately plotted to kill the woman's mother while vacationing on Bali, and should be found guilty of premeditated murder and sentenced to jail. And they're saying, oh, well, the defense says, well, you really have to be kind because they're still young and regret their deeds. What? Have you inhaled? Killed her brutally, allegedly. And Heather sat and stuffed her in a suitcase. Heather sat on it so Tommy could lock it. Jail terms for her, 15, I would give her life. Tommy, life. They were old enough to understand what they were doing. Is it just me? What on earth is going on here? This Sheila, the mommy, I guess left her a trust fund, allegedly, of over $1 million. But in letters and texting to one of her friends over the years, the police were called to their home in a suburb of Chicago over 80 times because of Heather. Satan is at work. They kill. Oh, and at one point she said to Tommy, allegedly, I'll offer $50,000 for someone to kill my mother. And you're telling me, whoever the defense, I don't know who said it. Oh, but they're so young, they don't know. Really? I think you need your head examined. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. And I talked about the weather earlier on Monday. Wait, today is Friday, isn't it? Wednesday. All they kept talking about were the horrific tornadoes and the threat of tornadoes, and it was going to be in Cook County. Well, all we got was heavy rain and some heavy thunder and lightning. Oh, but a tornado touched down in Rochelle, Illinois, Thursday evening. Massive tornado in northern Illinois. At least one dead, several homes and businesses damaged. How sad. At least two tornadoes touched down Thursday evening in northern Illinois, flattening homes. It absolutely demolished a town, flattening homes and damaging buildings in Ogley and DeKalb counties. One person died in Fairdale. We've had reports of damage, and we're going to be going out to survey the path tomorrow. Oh, how sad. Well, some said that in Crest, at 1884 Illinois Route 38 between Ashton and Franklin Grove employs about 700 people. They are a lifeline to the community. They are the main employer in this area. But there were no injuries. The Crest Food people saw it coming and were able to get into protected areas. I guess it hit so fast that I wouldn't know what to do. Would you know what to do? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. You could email me at Kathy Studio, SBC, at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. My website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. Huh. Well, here's a little bit of politics coming out of Springfield. Rauner's $100 million in corporate tax breaks drawing fire. Governor Bruce Rauner's decision to approve $100 million in corporate tax breaks is drawing fire from critics after the Republicans 6 days ago yanked funding for a series of social programs, including funerals for the indigent, immigration, autism, and HIV services. His administration says the business incentives for companies such as eBay, Capital One, CDW, and SAC Wireless were promised under Governor Pat Quinn and will not affect this year's budget. Nope. State government won't pay for indigent burials anymore. Oh, stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting next 2 to 3 months. We're not even going to wait. Now, opinion. No, we don't need to wait a year, 6 months. You'll just see day to day what these elected officials, and you elected them, even though they insulted you, they degraded you, you went right back because they were smart enough. They taught you how to treat them. Working families spoke loud and clear on Tuesday, revealing a growing progressive movement in Chicago that produced a historic runoff race for mayor, the first in the city's history. And despite the loss by the movement's leading candidate, Chewy, the impact has been felt throughout the city. There's still much work to be done. The good news is that on April 7th, something amazing happened. The Emerging People's Movement took another step toward making Chicago a city where opportunity exists for all, rather than for a select view. This is by April Verrett, Executive Vice President of Healthcare Illinois. Okay, in the U.S., is Cuba a sponsor of terrorism? Oh, Fidel, you're not aging well, nor is your brother. Is Cuba a sponsor of terrorism? The U.S. too soon decide. President Obama said Thursday he will soon decide on removing Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism, even as the island nation maintains ties with countries such as North Korea and continues to provide a sanctuary for militants. Now, Obama plans to meet with Cuban President Raul Castro at the Summit of the Americas in Panama City today and Saturday. Obama told reporters in Jamaica on Thursday that the State Department completed its review on the issue, but he has yet to receive it. Removal from the list after 33 years would allow American banks and businesses to operate in Cuba and remove an impediment to full diplomatic relationships from the United States. If Obama decides to remove Cuba from the list, he must submit a report to Congress, which has 45 days to block or allow it. A bacteria called Listeria has been the cause of several recent high-profile food recalls. I had a slight case of Listeria that was evident in potato salad from one of the discount stores that on occasion we would visit and buy food. Didn't hurt the silver fox, but it did me. And more in the nation. Oh, so sorry about California. In for tough times. Unprecedented drought could bring on forest fires. Growing immigration changes America's black population. Nation. Video shows moments before driver's killing. Oh, and there's a man, David, who's been chasing storms for more than 50 years. And the titans, tech titans, look frothy. Don't fear inflation. Prepare for it. So on and so forth. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network reaching not only locally, listeners locally, nationally and internationally. So let's take a moment to have a call to action. We've already... my mother, my pawn, when things weren't going right, she'd say, America going to hell in a handbasket? What happened to love in your heart wasn't put there to stay? Love isn't love till you give it away. Can you create a life of your dreams? Do you know what you want? And can you let go of the attachment to how is it going to get out of your bloated way? And just put it out there and then release it. But release it with good thoughts. So this is a call to action. You know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. All you business owners, all of you, I don't know what you have, your purpose of your business, your service, your product. Do you want to share your voice with the world? Do you want to know if you got what it takes to be on worldwide radio and locally? Well, if your answer is yes, then read on. In today's world, change is the only constant. But it's a must to know when to shift your strategies. Are you willing to shift your strategies to accommodate change? Are you willing to tame the I don't want to do it brain? Life with Kathy is sponsor driven, but I think of it more as partners. And it's a learning curve. It's a 10-week radio commitment. You call me at 847-882-8717. Let me hear what you got. I don't know. Does it resonate? Is it authentic? Is it honest? Does it come from the fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in your life, but in the lives of so many? Will it create, help create a better world? And then you get to host your own half-hour show. It's yours. It's a marketing tool. And once it's archived, I send you the link, and then you forward the link to your email database, and they forward it to their email database, so on and so forth. And within a matter of minutes, you have traversed the world. You've circled it. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They're the titans, ironworkers, and Impact. They have each other's back. They walk side by side. To find out about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Two titans with incredible strength coming together to create a stronger, better world. Live with Kathy is brought to you by Ironworkers. The mission and purpose is to introduce you to their uniqueness. Similarities abound in creative construction and art, but are worlds apart. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now, you have a decision. Decision, change, change, choice, choice, choice. It's your choice. You either go to college for 4 years, and unless you've had a sugar daddy or a trust fund, you have tuition to pay. And then, maybe you don't even pursue what you've wasted 4 years on. Ah, not so with ironworkers. You have to qualify. How do you do that? You're going to log on ironworkers.org, and you're going to become an apprentice. Choose the field that you want, but you have to be prepared to work hard. Be a man and woman of character, and bring fame to the name of ironworkers. Now, it's 4 years, and during those 4 years, you're getting paid, and they're teaching you. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? And it stays with you as long as you're with ironworkers. Log on, ironworkers.org. And then get in touch with me for the CD. It's 8 minutes running time. What a noble profession. And we open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, that bombastic. And then the transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. Arduous training. By the way, ironworking is for females too. Absolutamont. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. They have a 50-plus consortium, and the director, Rika Cuff, does a marvelous job. Oh, I would have loved to have stayed for their program today. They're bringing in the organization that has the comfort dogs that they take to areas or disasters where the people need comforting. I would have loved to have been there to see it, but I had to be on the air with you. But Rika is going to tell me all about it. Bored and lonely? Why? Log on to heparks.org. Contact your park district, your senior center, and your library. Let's see, today is April 10th. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by The Tax Man Cometh. Greg McIntyre, he's our CPA. Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. Right this very minute. No costly equipment, no costly surgery. All of my secrets. Move over, Ponce de Leon. My secrets, my methods, my techniques are mine. All natural. And they're fun to learn. And once you've learned them, they are yours for life. Get the book. Log on to KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. Click on books, and it's an ebook. And I also have it in a soft copy. The new octogenarian, the new 80 year, Diva, is now the face of 50. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're going to learn how to tame that. I don't want a brain. Well, if you don't want to, then just sit there and whine and keep your whining to yourself. Toxic negative habits, thinking. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? But in the Elixir, you're going to find out how to neutralize that. You're going to learn my secrets for de-stressing our faces. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. Get the book. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then you're going to learn how to sandwich it. What product you should be taking to enforce, to strengthen the wonderful products that you're putting on your skin. And what you're... Excuse me. I sneezed on it. And when you sneeze on something, that means it is the truth. Now it is April 10th, isn't it? In March, did you have more month than money? Do you want to start your own home-based business? Darlings, I have a C-formula. Oh, you bet I do. Give me a call. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by PSAs. Public service announcements. Listen to me. You're 5 days away from filing. The IRS will not call you. Did you hear me? The IRS will not call you. They'll send you a letter. Hang up. Hang up. The scams. Well, you know, I told you not too long ago what happened in January. I got this email from Warren Buffett. He was going to gift me $1.5 million. It was a scam. And all you have to do is start reading their paragraphs. Oh, my. Oh, my. And then they said at the end, I'd like to reassure you of the legitimacy of this service as we will not be involved in any fraudulent act and will never be. Use the money wisely. We only want to feel good by helping people this time of the year. They're quoting Warren. Oh, thank you for accepting our offer. God bless you, Mr. Warren Buffett, billionaire investor. It was a scam. It was a scam. Darling, they're con artists. They're pros at what they do. They already know about you. Oh, they're so good at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a lonely heart. Companionship. Oh, please. Don't give aging a bad reputation. Hang up. Call the police. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, where you live, etc. Call the fraud fighter hotline. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. And based on reports, we lose $3 billion a year to these con and scam artists, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes, and they are crime, go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Ah, domestic abuse. I'm boycotting all of the football games. I'm checking every team. If they have hired one player that has been arrested for domestic, emotional, or verbal abuse, I will boycott them. If you watch the game, support the game, what you're doing is telling that football player, well, he taught you how you are to treat him. He wants the money. And then he could go and beat up whoever he wants. And that's a role model for our children. They're our future. Clean slate or no team should even look at them. They're all a bunch of talk out of both sides of their mouth. And men, it's time for your voices to be heard. I talked to this to a couple of men, and they kind of skirted around the issue. They didn't really want to get involved, you know. Well, your mother, your sister, or daughter, your brother, it could be anything. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. And the national domestic hotline number is 800-799-7233. And the PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Contributing authors in the book Choices. It's a nonfiction book. 14 of us bared our souls. Because we didn't want to stay in this lifestyle of just living your life boringly. They wanted to get out of this comfort zone. And the book is awesome. Get it at authorhouse.com. Reviva Labs, leaders in skincare from humble beginnings to success. Steven Stressler. Chuck Brasselton. Providing insurance and financial services, my life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. Rhea Schmidt, who am I, where am I going? Choices, choices, choices. Bonnie Rooks, the oldest female steel mill mama. No, she didn't work as a secretary, she was a laborer. Lee Patrick, who has the formula for a home-based business, Bev Gosset, on the world stage in fashion, and Helen, my sister. They would all light up a room just by their presence. And, of course, Kathy Watson, through the years. What is your greatest freedom? What is your greatest power? Choices at AuthorHouse.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And can you surrender to your highest good? You are the creator of your dreams. When you woke up this morning, it was a blank canvas. You're the artist. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Can you define what you want? And let go of the... You see, yes, this is what I want. Okay, now universe, God, Buddha, whoever your highest power... Now this is how I want it to happen. It ain't going to work. Get out of your bloated way. Are you willing to surrender the belief that you always have to be in control? Well, obviously, you being in control, it didn't work because the things that you wanted haven't manifested in your life. What do you want to manifest in your life? Do you know? Write it down. For heaven's sake, write it down. How do you attune your mind to choose what you want to manifest? The practice of surrendering seems so frightening. Yeah, because you have to take responsibility. It's your choices. Does the idea of letting go and allowing make you feel like your whole life will fall apart? You know, for a greater life to emerge for you, you have to let go. And then in letting go, a greater life could emerge for you. Can you hold the belief that you don't always need to be in control? Dr. James Roos, he is a naturopathic physician, and it's in the Science of the Mind. Wait a minute, here it is. April edition. Surrender to simplicity. Don't ask what the world needs. Do what makes you come alive. Howard Thurman. Who do you like being more? You doing a morning mindfulness practice? Or you doing dinner prep, the evening news, and algebra for your child or grandchild? Now listen to me when I tell you this. I'm sharing it. These are experts. Chronic multitasking can lead to a cocktail of brain problems, including depression, memory challenges, rage for adults, and even an autism-like behavior in children. What happens if you choose not to be part of the numb flock of sheep? Blindlessly existing in the cultural trance of mediocrity. You may not get it all done, or will you? I just got through sharing with you that I'm stuck. I realize why I'm raging at nothing. It's because I have succumbed to mediocrity, because everything was coming so easy. You know, the dreams you believe in can come true. Let go and trust. Don't control it. Why would you choose to buck the system and possibly risk being seen as a slacker for having only one ball, God forbid, in the air? Because it may make you smarter, more peaceful, and more alive. No, there's no advantage to being a multitasker. Our brains are built to thrive under the influence of one. Our proficiency and efficiency suffer when we multitask. We actually get more accomplished, and of course the quality is higher, doing only one thing at a time. Being present for the one and the only one thing at a time will also help you to keep cortisol and other stress hormones in check, which will enhance the quality of your mood, immune system, and overall well-being. all for one and one for all. Hi. My name is Kathy. And I'm a recovering multitasker. How about you? Eric Toll's book, Live in the Now. Just live in the now. So according to Dr. James, what does the world need? For you and me to come alive. For us to courageously step up and be present for the ever-lovely, sweet, challenging, and inspiring moment right here in front of us. Right now, this moment, this is all that we have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. The past is gone. Relive it only if you're going to learn from it. If it's going to enhance the one thing that you're going to do today, just the one thing, that one little baby step. Can you stand in the fire, the light, the cold, and the darkness and know our very presence is the divine ideal? So how do you tame it? How many times have you made a commitment to change an old habit or form a new behavior, only to find a vast well of resistance? And how about if you're saying, well, I'm going to really not be a multitasker? How are you going to tame that? I don't want to stop being a multitasker. Hey, all of you out there, you all signed up for the gym, but do you rarely go? Oh, you decided to eat better and then binge on a favorite food? And you know what? I've decided not to be a multitasker. That's my new project. I'm only going to take this one thing and I'm going to finish it to the very end. And I'm going to write about it. I'm going to log it in a journal. It was a fleeting moment, wasn't it? But you never finished it. What excuses do you have? Or even worse, you blame yourself because of lack of discipline? But isn't it really our fault because the brain prefers to rely on old habits rather than to form new ones? And that's the epiphany I got today. You could book on my epistle of Kathy. While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome them. Let's choose to make now the best of the rest of our lives. This moment is all that we have. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. I didn't even realize that I was such a creature of habit. And I got the aha this morning. In order to learn anything new or change anything old, we have to habitually repeat a process before it's embedded in long-term memory. But the brain finds repetition boring, and boredom turns off the motivation centers that drive us to reach any goal. My brain has been bored. If you want something more, money, love, wisdom, happiness, peace, for example, you'll have to overcome the brain's natural laziness. Because I'm so good at what I do, I just got lazy. And you know how you could do this? By changing your routine. Instead of saying the same prayer or affirmation each day, create original variations. Trying to lose weight, change your diet strategy every month. Make it different and your brain will find it interesting. And with that newfound curiosity, the motivation centers awakened. A large quantity of the pleasure chemical dopamine is released, and this literally increases consciousness and your desire to strive toward long-term goals. Until Tuesday, make it a great weekend and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.